The report covers the period from February of 2009 through May of this year and focuses on tax credits, unemployment benefits, food stamps, and health insurance assistance. According to the report, the federal dollars flowing to the state for these programs totals $3 billion, which is equal to about $500 in direct benefits for each Wisconsin resident. Study author Tamarine Cornelius says most of that money went to families with children in the form of unemployment benefits and food stamps.
It'd be hard to find a family that didn't get some of these benefits through the Recovery Act. This type of assistance, temporary, can really help those families.
But Todd Berry of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says people need to understand that this influx of federal dollars is temporary, and eventually state taxpayers will be called on to pick up the slack.
There's a lot of one-time or maybe two-time federal money flowing through the state treasury, particularly for Medicaid and school aids. And those are programs that are funded with state tax dollars. So the more we do that, the more of a structural deficit we have in the future.
The conclusion in the report from the Council on Children and Families warns that there will be a contentious debate in Congress about extending and expanding the benefits as the economy continues to falter, and it's not clear now what will happen to families who still can't find work or health care insurance once the federal money dries up. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.